Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Conrad Reiker. His new book, Ersatz Elite, How Cultural Marxist Fake Civilization is about how the world has been stolen from men through things like DEI hires and divorce courts. We're living in a gynocracy, and this book shows us how the civilization we built as men has also been taken over by wokesters and those women. There's an ebook on Amazon as well as an audiobook format on Google Play and Spotify. 6 hours of listening for the price of a cup of coffee. What are you waiting for? Sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, would Sydney Sweeney date the male version of herself, or would she consider herself to be an incel? This is a perfect example of female privilege. Without breasts, a season, a cooch, most women are worse than the average dude. No one wants to admit that she's got a mid-face even though she's got a pair of bazookas. Her torpedoes take most men's reason and rationality away when it comes to her looks. But maybe I'm wrong, and if she was a dude, she'd have spectacular pecs. Moving on, this Wayman lost 10 years worth of memories after she pooped with excessive force. And I bet now her body count has been reset to zero and she's no longer an alpha widow, because she doesn't remember the chats that got away. This is the closest thing to a lobotomy. If anything, reverting a woman back to her factory settings in her late teens, early 20s would mean she would be more likable, approachable, and fun to be around. How do we replicate the poop coma for all women? Number three, considering the fact that Canada has poor border security and they aren't keeping track of how many Jeets are coming and going, future generations won't have a country anymore. My advice is to leave if you can. Amelie's gone part-time. I'm scripting this at the end of May and it's still rainy and too cold for me to go outside without triggering my cold allergy. I'm only good in Canada from mid-June to early October. But remember, people, that the ants are also people and they have rights too. Up next, what is it with some gooners out there getting turned on by armpits? It's a place for sweat and stubble that grows bacteria and fungus. Why would I be turned on by it? With a username like Punish Gooner, it's ironic because with that many quotes, he probably did get punished for being a gooner. I can understand people being attracted to feet, but this is the first time I've ever heard of an armpit fetish where they aren't hairy. Number 5, going back to Canada, adjusted for inflation, Canuckistan real estate since 2022 is down 28%. The biggest crash in Canadian history, and it's going to get a lot worse as salaries aren't rising all that fast and as rents are falling too. Why buy a house when you can rent for cheap and it's only getting cheaper? As immigration falls and the boomers die off, who will buy their overpriced homes? Especially in Ontario and British Columbia. I certainly won't. Moving on, here's Europe and the people willing to fight for their own country. What's going on in Germany for it to be that low? Probably guilt for what the Nazis did. Also, I've mentioned before many times that Eastern Europe has a future, or at the very least it'll hold off the enrichment and complete collapse for a few more decades, because people there are willing to fight for what they have, which is ironically less than what the people have in Western Europe. The West has entered suicidal empathy mode. Number 7, here's Elon with his siblings and mother. I love the fact that Kimball built his entire identity around a cowboy hat. That and a belt buckle and jeans too. I also wonder if he's sporting the boots. This also highlights a strange phenomenon that I've noticed between brothers, where the firstborn tends to be shorter than the secondborn. Maybe I'm just seeing a correlation that isn't there, but once my cousin told me about this, I couldn't stop seeing it. Up next are these what old people Funko Pops and Beanie Babies look like. The only collectibles worth having are either ones you made yourself so you feel a sense of pride with your creativity, or those that help bring nostalgia back. That's why I still keep my Lego and G.I. Joes, because they remind me of a time when I didn't know how messed up I was. And by buying them now, I get the things I always wanted but never had. As for these things, I have no idea what women in the 50s and 60s were doing collecting these. Number 9, here's the difference between WW2 and WW3. In the 40s, it was physical bombs. Today, it's immigrant bombs. Although eventually Western countries won't be able to pay for their welfare states, and once the quality of life goes down in Western countries, many will leave the West, and this will accelerate the decline. Remember, guys, that both wars used weapons that explode. One just blows up people. The other one blows up the population. Every developed country is facing the same crisis. Moving on to all the incel men out there, remember it's your mother's fault because a study in Sweden shows that a woman's eggs can ignore the ideal sperm even when it's the first one to arrive. You could have been a chat, but your mother's egg wrecked your life by giving you life. This also proves that chicks be cock-blocking even down to a cellular level. The odds of you being conceived were 1 in 400 trillion. Talk about terrible luck. Number 11, would you look at that Wang? Eileen Wang. She was the Democrat mayor of Arcadia, California, and she's now pleading guilty to acting as a foreign agent on behalf of China. This is just proof that we can't trust first-generation foreigners to run our countries, yet we keep electing more and more of them all the time. I bet the CIA let her go on for years so they can gather evidence and figure out how the Chinese intelligence agencies operate. One time the US government suspected I was a foreign agent for some Muslim organization. It was a lot of fun watching them spy on me. This was back in 2005 to 2011. Up next, here's the cumulative net change in jobs from early 2025 to now. Men haven't gained any jobs while women have gained 400,000 of them. Yet women will still complain about the wage gap. What about the employment gap? This gets buried. Looks like AI hasn't been automating away as many women's jobs as we first thought. I also suspect that the upticks in the male line are just foreigners too. 94% of all new jobs have gone to women since January of 2025. Number 13, here's the next level of online dating hell. With Whitney Wolf here, the founder of Bumble. It says that she's also the co-founder of Tinder, meanwhile it was created by two guys. But she says that the future of dating is having your AI date another person's AI, and then it recommends the best match for you. This sounds like some sort of Black Mirror episode. This is like saying, let my dog meet your dog, and if they like each other, we should get married. Moving on, I thought this is a fake story, but it's real. A woman held her farts in for 2 years around her boyfriend. I guess she really must have liked him, only to have her appendix removed then. She says this is because of enough internal pressure to turn coal into diamonds. I'm single and don't fart because I don't eat things that don't ferment in my guts. And I still have my appendix. She was probably like bagpipes in her sleep though. Good luck cleaning those sheets. Number 15, women with larger boobs get more hate from other women. Of course they do. It's called jealousy. They want the attention she's getting and her existing is siphoning off that attention they see as rightfully theirs. Of course, under this post on X, women like Antonia here are trying to drive engagement to their social media, saying that she gets hate from other women all the time because of her chesticles. Must be hard being her. Up next, women's suicidal altruism cost people their lives. One woman in NYC didn't press charges against a man that shoved her in front of an oncoming train because she didn't want another Black man in jail. A few weeks later, he pushed somebody else and ended him, and he's a retired teacher. And being a typical woman, she won't take any personal responsibility or accountability or feel any guilt for his behavior. This guy has the right idea. We should deport liberal white women instead. I hear that Palestine is nice this time of year. Number 17, are investors justified in buying overpriced US stocks versus cheaper European ones? Yes, because Europe has a lot less innovation and economic growth. People don't buy stocks because of their current earnings. They buy them for their former price and earnings ratios. But be careful because it's just 7 or 8 big tech stocks holding up the S&P 500 and boosting it. The rest have been losing value for a year. Retail investors could be about to get wrecked. Moving on, which guy are women going to choose? Poor Joe. He's going to have to use the Gooner sock forever. Jack will tell Joe that he just needs to gain some confidence because it works for him, so it'll work for him also. How about now? Who will she choose if Joe is an IT multimillionaire and Jack is a car mechanic? Many guys are morons these days thinking that if they only make enough money, women will pick them. Yes, pick them, but they won't be sexually attracted to them. If she doesn't yearn for you, then what's the point? Number 19, why is it that younger women and much older men make the most stable marriages? The guy here is 44 and she's 28. But I'm not sure about this one because it looks like they failed the green line test. He's leaning in and she's leaning away. Just so you know, that's Sydney Sweeney and Scott O'Braun. He's a billionaire. So many of you now know why they're really together. But what's with him and Justin Trudeau lurking around in music festivals in their 40s and 50s? Up next, check out one of the latest website posts from English Heritage. But this is true to some extent because I'm seeing a ton of white chicks dating Indian guys all of a sudden. Turd-flinging monkey doesn't believe me and even posted a picture like this to show his skepticism. It's not just the white chicks. I know an East Asian multimillionaire businesswoman and she married a bald Indian guy making much less than her. I just can't explain it. Number 21, teachers are getting crazier and crazier. This one stripped a 7-year-old youngling in front of her class and called her a corn star. Fortunately, this is from a troll account. But you know that soon you'll probably be reading about stuff like this happening in real life. I'm sure that many would actually delete her if she did that to their child. Here are just a few of the women from my past doing terrible things in their classrooms. Moving on, if you want to know why there's a K-shaped economy, it's because of this. With the top 1% of earners now making more money than the entire middle class. This is from a few years ago and has probably gone a lot worse since then. The top 1% make most of their money from investments, which are taxed as capital gains mostly, so they pay a lower tax rate. They save most of their returns and buy more assets, and those assets appreciate as well. Wealth creates wealth. Debt, on the other hand, creates more debts. Number 23, Justin Skippy Trudeau left the mother of his kids out of his Mother's Day tribute. Dude absolutely hates her for leaving him, and he's now with Katy Perry to get back at her, to prove that he can do better. There's no bigger way to destroy a woman than replacing her with somebody younger, hotter, and with more status. And an astronaut, too. He's a narcissist with Peter Pan syndrome, but ironically, he might make a better prime minister than the current one, Mark Carney. Up next, this left-wing activist in Spain was abused and kicked out of her own apartment by a migrant that she welcomed into her home. She was probably hoping he'd smash her, but looks like he had other plans. But we should give credit where credit is due. She was hosting him instead of the government paying for it. And I think she's still paying the rent even though she's no longer living there. And you just know he probably called her a stupid woman before kicking her out. Number 25 and the last one, why does no one ever say that the Muslims are colonizers or oppressors? Well, because it would be considered racist for some reason, even though Muslims are from every race. And of course, if you do criticize this, there's a chance the religion of peace would actually end you. What most people don't understand is that the Anglo-Saxons of Europe have always had the Spaniards and Slavs to keep the Muslims at bay. People don't know what it's like living under oppressive Muslim regimes like the Serbs and Greeks do. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.